STL is Y98. In the Brent Mega Show on
Y98. I feel like I'm still full. I went to Wing Ding last night at the Armory, which is the third year I've judged this because I'm clearly like a top chef.
And Mr. Wing.
I am Mr. Wing.
Mr. Wing.
And I should be giving my opinion on food. It's actually a super awesome event. It benefits UCP Heartland, which helps people living with disabilities. They find jobs for them. They empower them. They find ways to integrate them into the community, give them a sense of normalcy. It's a really cool event, and it's a really cool cause. And you get to judge wings from three different categories. There's dry rub, buffalo, and like specialty, where, you know, restaurants locally bust out their moves, like whatever kind of specialty concoction they can whip up. So like 13 different restaurants compete. It's really, really fun event. Super local experience of trying the different foods and flavors and chefs here in St. Louis.
Yeah, AB and I went last year, and I remember just being like, really, like, it introduced me to a lot of restaurants that I've never tried before. And I was like, okay, well, if they're winning best wing, I better go there. Yeah. And yeah, it's always a really fun event.
If you're wondering who won best wing, I don't know. I did not stay until the end. As a judge, I was the dry rub judge. I took my judging very serious.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt like as a judge, I didn't want to have any biased opinion. No, it was just getting late. I can't stay out that late anymore, guys.
What time was it?
When I left? 7:30.
Yeah.
It was really late.
That's such a mood for a dad and a radio host.
Thank you. The judging, they said they were going to declare the winner at 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, do you guys know how late 9 o'clock at night is?
Right.
That's basically 3:30 in the morning for like a normal person. Yep.
So I don't know who won. Hannah said she talked to Tom Ackerman, who was the host of it from KMOX. And you know what Hannah told me? Some place in Wentzville won. Two categories. I'm like, oh, which place? She doesn't know. She literally just talked to the guy.
I don't know.
Okay, well,
all that stuck out to me was Wentzville. So wings in Wentzville win.
All right.
All right.
I could be anywhere.
Thanks, Hannah, for that insight.
Be some alley in the back of Wentzville.
I mean, I'm making fun of you, but at the same time, I don't know who won.
Yeah, you don't know
any better.
At least I have more information than you.
I do know the place in Wentzville won because of you. I do know that wing number three, because it's a blind tasting, wing number three scored the highest for me.
That's really helpful. Wing?
I got a 7 out of 9. I was a tough judge.
You score them out of 9?
Yeah, it's like 0 through 3 for tenderness, look, like type of look, and then taste. The voice of the blues, who I'm the worst at.
Chris
Kerber.
Yeah, he was there. He gave somebody zeros across the board.
Whoa!
He was not playing.
I want to know what that place was.
We'll never know.
Yeah, we'll never know.
It was the same I gave 7s to. It was very controversial.
The all-new Brent Mega Show. Live from...
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Well, 12-year-old Danny Doherty in Massachusetts, he set up a homemade ice cream stand outside his house to raise money for his brother's special needs hockey team, the Boston Bear Cubs. But unfortunately, the stand got shut down because someone in his neighborhood complained to the health department. It is illegal to sell homemade ice cream in Massachusetts.
Oh my gosh.
But who makes this law? I mean, I'm guessing it's probably for like some kind of dairy, you know, whatever, dietary stuff.
Well,
but
who's
still
his neighbor? I want to call them up.
Yeah.
But Danny got around it. Since it's illegal to sell it, you can give it away. So what Danny did was he offered the free ice cream, and if you want to, you could donate. So Danny made about $60. Okay, well, the local news got a hold of it, and then a local...
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Restaurant heard about it as well. The local restaurant Longbeards heard about it, and they decided, you know what? We're going to donate 25% of our proceeds to the Boston Bear Cubs with our signature dessert, the Bazooki, which is a half-baked chocolate chip cookie smothered in ice cream and chocolate syrup. So I'm like, ooh, that's
so
cool.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, yeah.
So because of what's going on here now, Danny has made over $600 for the Bear Cubs, and it continues to grow.
Such a cool story. And like, you know, this resiliency of like, well, I'll just figure out a way around it and just still do the things I want to do, which is, you know, make the ice cream and give it to people and make them happy, but also to raise money too. What a cool story. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account at togethercu.org.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals game time. It's the Cardinals and the Reds. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is at 5:40 on our sister station, KMOX.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. We do a poll every single day, and today is a special one because we have a special announcement at 7:25 that involves back-to-school and back-to-school supplies. So if you are a parent who are stressing about back-to-school supplies or a teacher, we have something really cool that we're going to tell you about at 7:25. But let's talk about back-to-school supplies for a second. Are you a colored pencil or are you a marker person?
Oh, I am very strictly a marker person, but even more specifically, thick markers. I don't like the thin one. Thin
they made
tip.
Like a sound, like when you wrote with
they
them.
They do. Yeah. And you know what? They just don't work the same. They dry out in like 3 seconds. Big, thick marker girl.
All right.
I am a colored pencil guy through and through, primarily because colored pencils are twofold. First off, it's got the right colors. Okay? You can't find all the right colors in markers.
Okay.
Second off, markers bleed through.
Unlike colored pencils. Solid points there. Solid points. Kevin, bringing it.
I'm a colored pencil person, too. Like, I still like the, like, adult color pencil books.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
They were really trendy, like, I don't know, like 6-7 years ago or whatever. And now they're, like, I feel like filtered off a little bit, but they're still.
Bring them back.
I love colored pencils, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I used to do? I used to outline in marker for some reason
and then
color in with the colored pencil. Mm-hmm. That was like my move. Like I thought I was being fancy or something. But
it does feel fancy. Yeah.
Thank you.
Shout out crayons, too.
I mean, crayons never get any love. And I feel, I feel like people are just torn between colored pencils and markers.
Oh, you never had the 64 box.
You do.
With the sharpener in the back.
That is the it's legit and cool, but you didn't use it. If you had those three options sitting there.
Crayons,
you don't choose it. And you're like, it's underrated. It does need more love.
Forget colored pencils. Those are definitely last on my list.
The polls are open.
Have some fun with us right now, and you can win Dierks Bentley tickets for playing Hannah's Homeschool. 314-531-9898. It's a pop culture pop quiz game. You play against Hannah. We give you Dierks Bentley tickets just for playing.
Thanks for listening to the Brett Maga Show.
Tiffany, how are you?
Pretty good.
All right, Tiffany, you versus Hannah in a pop culture showdown. Have you just been studying pop culture stuff like just for the last like 3 hours?
I want to say yes, but no.
I like your honesty. Okay. So it's going to be you versus Hannah. I'll ask you and Hannah the same 5 questions. Tie goes to Hannah. We make sure Hannah leaves the room so she can't hear the questions. So Hannah, get the hell on out of here.
I'm going. I'm leaving.
Okay. Hannah is... got her big blanket, and she's headed on out. All right, Tiffany. Blake Lively and her husband are the first power couple to have the top 2 movies at the same time at the box office since Demi Moore and Bruce Willis in 1990. Who is she married to?
Is it Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. Looks exactly like me, too, but by the way, right, Tiffany? You wanted to say that?
Yeah, you're always getting that.
Yeah, I get that all the time. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that. Tiffany, I didn't hear you agree. We'll remember that later when we're scoring this game. Which artist? Name an artist that played the Olympics closing ceremony. Just name one artist that played the closing ceremony.
Well, the only artist I know that was there was Snoop Dogg, so I'm going to say Snoop Dogg.
Okay, that was a good guess. And Snoop did play the closing ceremony.
Nice job.
He was the star of the show.
Yes.
He was everywhere at the Olympics. I don't think anyone had more fun than Snoop. Which coffee company just released pumpkin spice lattes?
Folgers.
Okay. Where is Comic-Con held every year? Where they release all the big movie news and all that kind of good stuff.
L.A.
Okay. And then which character did Miley Cyrus famously play on Disney?
Hannah Montana.
All right, Tiffany, you're pretty good. You had 3 out of 5, all right? And you were really close on a couple of those ones that you missed. We'll find out how Hannah does in one song.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Guess who's back?
Hannah's Homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room. We just got done asking Tiffany, our listener friend here, 5 pop culture questions for Hannah's homeschool. And Hannah was outside the room, so she could not hear. And it is like the only 3 minutes of, you know, peace we get during the
Zen.
Right. Yep. Zen. It's beautiful. Hannah, I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions. Tie does go towards your record with 100-plus wins. You are the queen of this game, so no pressure.
I am. Thanks for hyping me up.
Tiffany got 3 out of 5, though.
All right.
Let's see what you do. Blake Lively and her husband are the first power couple to have the top 2 movies at the same time at the box office since Demi Moore and Bruce Willis in 1990.
Iconic.
Who is she married to?
Ryan Reynolds, Mr. Deadpool.
And also looks a lot like who?
I don't know.
Tiffany was saying me. Tiffany was like, yeah, Brad, you look exactly like Ryan Reynolds. That's what I heard.
Do anything to get a point.
Which artist played the Olympics closing ceremony?
Celine Dion.
No, she played the opening ceremony.
I know.
All right. I just want to let you know that Tiffany got that correct. We would have accepted Billie Eilish, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, or Snoop Dogg, who was the star of the Olympics.
You know, he was busy doing other things, so...
And also performing. What do you mean he was busy?
Right.
I think Snoop Dogg in the Olympics, I don't think closing ceremony.
You just think
that's fair.
Whole thing.
Thank you.
Which coffee company just released spiked pumpkin spice lattes?
Starbucks?
Not Starbucks. Your favorite place to go to.
Dunkin'?
Yeah.
Has spiked PSLs.
Spiked with what?
Alcohol.
Really? I thought it was like maybe like a charged PSL,
PSLs that does already have caffeine.
Since when did Dunkin' get their liquor license? This is like breaking news.
Hannah is drunk right now. She's been drinking these spiked PSLs. Yeah.
I got a spiked something from Starbucks, so that might not be right.
Just so you know, you now need to get the last 2 correct or you lose.
Okay.
Drink up, sister. Where is Comic-Con held every year?
St. Louis.
No.
What?
Have you ever been to Comic-Con in St. Louis?
California, San Diego.
San Diego. Yes.
We were there.
Yes. But you lost. San Diego is famous
for
Comic-Con.
They have some con in St. Louis.
So? Where is Comic-Con?
What con is it? I'm not going to be settled knowing that there is a con.
1 for 4. Which character did Miley Cyrus play famously on
Hannah
Disney?
Montana.
2 out of 5
Damn
is
it.
Not
wow.
good enough for a win.
Hannah, ouch.
You like lost.
I did like lose.
Tiffany, you get to hear Hannah say...
This is Hannah, and I've been schooled by Tiffany.
Hannah's homeschool.
Keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to cover all the trending stories here in a second for Keep It Moving. If you are a parent or that is just stressing out about back to school and back to school supplies, we have something really cool we're going to share with you at 7:25, by the way. This should go trending or go viral. I'm going to read a headline that's trending and viral right now, and over the next 2 minutes, we'll scroll through those headlines. Like, what does your dog want more, hearing good boy or a tasty treat?
Ooh, what?
What do you think Bear wants?
I think he would prefer good boy.
Yep.
He's picky about his treats.
Yeah, new research says the high-pitched good boy beats a treat. Dogs respond more positively to praise than they do for, like, Scooby snacks.
Not my dog.
She's a big bag.
What TV workplace would you actually like to work at?
I don't get the question.
Like, if it's a TV place that people work at.
Like The Office.
Oh, where?
Dunder Mifflin did not make the top 5, Kevin. I was shocked by this.
Yeah,
I think
I
it finished.
So.
Let me see where it's at. Dunder Mifflin was 8. Central Perk was 10.
That's what I was going to say.
Cheers.
Cheers is... Okay, let's go to the top 3. Kim's Convenience from the show above. And then Cheers was number 2.
Oh, yeah.
And then Pawnee and Parks at the Recreation Department of Parks and Rec was number 1.
Wow.
Parks and Rec. Rounding out the top 5 was Party Down and then Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the 99th precinct.
Mm, yeah. I'm rewatching that right now.
Right. Yeah.
Abbott Elementary finished 13. That was another one that really kind of surprised me.
Well, yeah, the principal is a little... Yeah, I understand why. Yeah,
I wouldn't want to work at Seattle Grace Hospital because you'd probably die or get hit by a bomb.
There is always catastrophe, but it is a lot of sexy time that happens at that hospital. Yeah.
It is. Beautiful doctors everywhere.
Yeah. The TSA might increase 3 ounces of liquid rule.
Oh, my my gosh, really?
Just you have to wait 16 years for it.
Oh, perfect.
So airports have started upgrading these new scanners, and some of these airports have them, which can allow for as many as 2 liters of liquids for you to travel with. That's 68 ounces.
Wow.
That you would be able to travel. So like a lot of booze that you could travel with and bring with you. But the problem is they can't get them in all different locations. And so there has to be a universal that you all hold this. Then they can make a law. And I guess with all the airports and TSAs, there's 430 airports. It's going to take to about 2040 for us to upgrade those 2,000 screening lanes. But eventually, in the Jetson future of 16 years from now, we'll be able to carry 68 ounces of liquid.
I'll be able to bring myself tan on my carry-on bag, guys. This is great news.
Yep, that's what I was worried about, too.
Uh-huh.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Can we pretend that
a wish right now?
Mega Minds!
All right, we are going to kick off an hour of commercial-free music with a really cool special announcement. If you are a parent who are stressing out about back-to-school and back-to-school supplies, can't wait to share with you something cool we got going on the Brett Mega Show at 7:25. But first, let's see if we can get the Mega Mind question of the day. Speaking of parents being stressed out, 60% of parents have cried because of this.
Their kid's going to school. It's first day of school.
First day of school, kids go. Kids just make them tear up. Like, happy tears, sad tears. Kind of go both.
Combo.
Yeah, I'm like a happy, sad. Kevin?
I think they've cried when their child lost their first tooth.
You guys are like those tears that like monumental moments for your kids.
Right.
You know? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, mine's more sad. Mine's because their kid is getting bullied.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
All right. Everyone, I thought it maybe just been like, just because of life.
Stub my toe.
Right.
314-531-9898. 60% of parents have said they have cried because of this. What is it? 718, the answer's coming your way.
Mega Minds.
.com.
Rain might be passing through with a high of 83 today. This weather is sponsored by Ashley. This is home.
Mega Mind.
Commercial free with a really cool special announcement for parents here in a second. But let's talk about parents and what stresses them out. 60% of parents have cried because of this.
Lots of people are saying that they're crying because of their financial needs of their children.
Yes.
So they might be struggling of that.
Yes, that is the answer, kind of.
Dina says when they get their immunization shots, it's hard to see them in pain. Jolene says an unprovoked I love you mommy or daddy the night before their first birthday.
That's cute.
It's very specific. She clearly never forgot that. And then probably the most answer that we've gotten on the text line is saying when your kids go to college.
No, the answer was the first one, the financial needs one.
Really?
It was just school supplies, though. 60% of parents have gotten their kids school supplies list, tried to go shopping, and just broken down into tears.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy? Oh,
that's sad. A super high percentage.
Yes. Yes.
Mega Minds.
That is the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. We do have somewhat of a solution to that for parents who are just in tears over it. Find out what it is in 3 minutes on Y98. If you are a parent right now, the number one thing that's probably stressing you out is back to school. Mm. You're probably in panic mode thinking about back to school. And probably one of the number one stressors is the financial responsibility that comes with back to school and back to school supplies. You look at the list and it just feels like so daunting, and it feels like dollar figures, but then also feels like if I don't get everything on this school supply list that maybe I can't even afford, it feels like maybe I won't be able to give my kid the tools they need to be successful. I hate that feeling for you. We all, everyone here on the Brett Mega Show hates that feeling for you. And if you're listening right now, we're going to be able to help you with that feeling. What we've wanted to do for a long time, and we've been working on this behind the scenes for a long time, is to get backpacks for your kids, fill them with school supplies, and help alleviate some of that stress and tension. To pull this off, it was not easy. We needed a friend, and one of our friends is Mark Miller from Miller Furniture. Mark, we are going to be able to give away hundreds of backpacks full of school supplies because of you. Mark, thank you so much for coming in, Mark. And stepping up and helping us make this happen.
Come on, Britt. When you say jump, I say how high.
That's what it really does. So if you guys don't know, Miller Furniture has such an important role with giving back to the community. I feel like that's what you guys are known for. And so for you guys to jump in and say, hey, we're going to help fund these backpacks for the Brett Maga Show and for the people that listen to your show, it was not easy for us to ask because it's always hard to ask, but it was easy for you to do because that's what you do on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's part of our core values, and it's what was taught by my father. So I'm fourth generation retailer, and you know, that was a big thing, good corporate citizenship. And to be a business owner that also gives back should be central to every business. And there's a lot of great examples in St. Louis. I'm just along in a long line of really good corporate citizens here in our area. So our new store in Fairview perfect because it's centrally located.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. So the Miller Furniture in Fairview, it's one of their newest, one of your newest stores,
largest,
right?
Largest and newest store.
We are going to be there on August 24th from 9:30 and until the backpacks run out. We're going to go and purchase a bunch of backpacks. We're going to purchase a bunch of school supplies. We're going to stuff those backpacks with school supplies. So if you or anyone you know is in need of school supplies and feel like they're in panic mode, that they're stressing out, we will help provide those backpacks. No questions asked. You walk up, grab a backpack. We'll probably snap a pic with you because we want to be cool like you. And you get to take those backpacks home for your kids. We're going to just do it until we run out.
Yeah, let's have fun with it, too. I mean, Mike, we got these massage chairs. We got adjustable beds.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Kids, they can ride up and down those lift chairs for a half hour. Let's have some fun.
As a parent, the kid will go get the backpack. You go sit in the massage chair for a second.
Right. There you go.
You go take a nap in one of those comfy beds they got at Miller Furniture. Mm-hmm. You can relax for a second.
Oh, it's great. I mean, with inflation and everything like that, school supplies are getting more expensive.
Oh, my God.
I've got a second grade daughter. I dropped her off today. It was her first day of school. So you have that little tear moment. I can't believe she's completed 3 years already.
That's crazy.
But, you know, you get the back-to-school supplies together. This is going to make it easy. It's all together in a backpack.
Oh,
and we got some really cool t-shirts, too. Got a cool Miller Furniture t-shirt with, like, an Einstein quote or something.
Love that.
It's awesome.
No. Honey, you were someone who said that you would have to go to these type of drives.
Yeah. So this really, really hits home for me. I understand how it feels to, you know, have the stress that you're not going to have the same cool folders and binders that your friends have, and you'll have like one that's ripped up that's 3 years old. And I've accepted a backpack like this before, and it's not a defeating feeling at all. I actually had never felt more supported at that time because, you know, you have people that want to see you succeed. They want goodness for you. Your family wants good for you. How awesome is it that we have such a strong community here with the Brett Mega Show and here with Miller Furniture as well, that we could all help each other out, build a community, build a family, and all have a really good school year
together. I think it's one of those things that you don't realize that actually happens. Like, being a kid is hard. It really is.
It is.
And sometimes bullying does happen, unfortunately. And a lot of times it happens because we don't understand and kids don't understand financial situations or why each kid's wearing what they're wearing. It's like, you don't have the coolest shoes or you don't have this, you know, designer name brand. And one of the biggest ways is you look at your kids' school supplies. I mean, I remember like picking out the coolest, like, you know, superhero and Spider-Man folder. And there's some kids that like don't even have folders and they just hold their papers together. Or you look at the cool backpacks and you're like, oh, I wish I had mine. And you're using like, you know, a plastic shopping bag. We want to make sure that your kids feel like they can fit in, so bullying stops, so they can focus on school and they can get the best education. They have the tools to get the education because that's how the cycle stops. And so we're doing our part. Miller's doing your part to stop the cycle and make school fun. Make them look forward to getting those school supplies and not being a stressor for mom and dad.
Instead of them being insecure, they are going to be waving those binders up and down and telling everybody they got their school supplies from the Brett Mega Show and Miller Furniture.
Give us the exact location in Fairview Heights so everyone can have it right now.
51 Commerce Lane. If you exit on 159, it's on the other side of the street from the mall. So in Fairview Heights.
Okay.
So real close to the mall. Easy to get to.
August 24th. Okay. August 24th. First come, first serve. So get out there early.
Yep.
Doors open at 9:30. As soon as doors open, we're going to start distributing out backpacks. We will all be out there from 9:30 to the backpacks go away. And it's first come, first serve. Grab the backpacks. All thanks to Miller Furniture. Mm-hmm. Because of your generosity, so many kids are going to have the coolest school supplies and they're going to get the education they need. So thank you, Mark. We really appreciate you.
My pleasure. It's what we do. And everybody in my company knows that this is part of our purpose. And so they work extra hard. They're very good at what they do. Everybody knows we're working for a greater purpose.
So Saturday, August 24th, we will continue to keep reminding you we'll be out at Miller Furniture because Miller Furniture is helping us provide backpacks and school supplies to your kids. Thank you so much. We'll see you on Saturday. We just got done announcing the Brett Maga Show's Backpack Give Back. Thanks to Miller Furniture, we're going to be able to distribute out backpacks. We know the, like, basically the number one stressor for parents is just providing for your kids. And when you get that school supply list, and the list just feels like it's so long and so expensive. And we just found out like 60% of parents cry. Because they feel like, how do I give my kids the tools they need? I know for me, it's the number one insecurity I have as a dad. I'm like, I just want to be able to provide for them. I just had this conversation with my wife about things that we can do for my son. Like, oh, can he sign up for swimming? Because he wasn't doing swimming anymore. Mm-hmm. And I was like, financially, I don't know if we can afford some of that stuff. And it made my stomach like turn in knots. Like, I hated saying that. Like, I don't want financially to hold him back. And that sucks as a parent. And so we're going to do our part to make sure that you don't have to have that feeling when it comes to school supplies. I remember there was like 2 days when you were a kid, 2 days that you got to do. And there were separate days for me. I don't know if it's different for other people. There was a day you got to school supply shopping. You got to pick out your cool folder. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you got the new backpack.
Lunchbox.
Yep. And you were stoked. And then there was like the school clothes day. You get all the new clothes you're going to wear and you bust it out and pick out. There was 2 days. Some people don't have those luxuries. My mom and dad provided for us and we're able to do that. And I know that like times are tough for people. And so hopefully you can come out on August 24th at Miller Furniture, 51 Commerce Lane in Fairview Heights. If you want that exact address, we'll just post it on our Instagram. Brett Maga Show. You can have a flyer for you. You could save it. You could send it to people you know. Mm-hmm. It is going to be first come, first serve. So doors open at 9:30. Get there early. We just got a really cool text message about this amazing experience and opportunity that Miller Furniture has given us to make allow us for that happen.
Yes. So we got a text from Mason's mom, and she said, how cool of you guys to help with this school year like you guys helped my baby girl last year. It's a different way of helping with back-to-school struggle than the video we received, but it just shows how much you guys truly care about your listeners and how kind you all are.
Mason was someone who was nervous about going to school, and so we made her this video saying, like, we're your friends, and we stayed friends. She's come up to the studio a couple of times, mm-hmm. and she has an open invitation to come hang out with us at any time, and so we've created a relationship.
Yep.
Why don't we do something like this again, but in a little different way? If you are listening right now and you're like, man, I do feel the financial stress. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you have a job and you're like, I need to get a second job. Or if you have a son or a daughter, we'll take one kid to come with us so we can build that relationship the same way we built Mason. Or one kid who's nervous, because Kevin, I know your son has had anxiety yep. when mm-hmm. it comes to the first day of school exactly. or big moments like that. My son has felt the same way. Going to school makes him anxious at times. And so if you have a son or a daughter who is nervous about going to school, or financially you feel like you're in a tough spot, we will take, because we're going to go personally buy all these school supplies for that Saturday backpack giveaway, but you could come with us and go school supply shopping with us. We'll like cater to you.
Right. And this is not like a negative thing at all. This is like a very yes. purely loved, supported thing. I personally understand how it feels to face financial insecurity when it comes to school purchases and stuff like that. My family went through financial struggles when I was younger, so I get it. I did a thing like this. I remember it, and the only thing I remember about it was feeling so loved and supported and feeling so cool because I got the cool folders I wanted. So I am so excited for this event.
24th, we will continue to keep reminding you we'll be out at Miller Furniture because Miller Furniture is helping us provide backpacks and school supplies to your kids. Thank you so much. We'll see you on Saturday. We just got done announcing the Brett Maga Show's Backpack Give Back. Thanks to Miller Furniture, we're going to be able to distribute out backpacks. We know that, like, basically the number one stressor for parents is just providing for your kids. And when you get that school supply list, and the list just feels like it's so long and so mm-hmm. expensive. And we just found out like 60% of parents cry. Because they feel like, how do I give my kids the tools they need? I know for me, it's the number one insecurity I have as a dad. I'm like, I just want to be able to provide for them. I want, I just had this conversation with my wife about things that we can do for my son. Like, oh, can he sign up for swimming? Because he wasn't doing swimming anymore. Mm-hmm. And I was like, financially, I don't know if we can afford some of that stuff. And it made my stomach like turn in knots. Like, I hated saying that. Like, I don't want financially to hold him back. And that sucks as a parent. And so we're going to do our part to make sure that you don't have to have that feeling when it comes to school supplies. I remember there was like 2 days when you were a kid, 2 days that you got to do. And there were separate days for me. I don't know if it's different for other people. There was a day you got to school supply shopping. You got to pick out your cool folder. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you got the new backpack.
Lunchbox.
Yep. And you were stoked. And then there was like the school clothes day. You get all the new clothes you're going to wear and you bust it out and pick out. There was 2 days. Some people don't have those luxuries. My mom and dad provided for us and we're able to do that. And I know that like times are tough for people. And so hopefully you can come out on August 24th at Miller Furniture, 51 Commerce Lane in Fairview Heights. If you want that exact address, we'll just post it on our Instagram. Brett Mega Show. You can, we have a flyer for you. You could save it. You could send it to people you know. Mm-hmm. It is going to be first come, first serve. So doors open at 9:30. Get there early. We just got a really cool text message about this amazing experience and opportunity where that Miller Furniture has given us to make allow us for that happen.
Yes. So we got a text from Mason's mom and she said, how cool of you guys to help with this school year like you guys helped my baby girl last year. It's a different way of helping with back to school struggle than the video we received, but it just shows how much you guys truly care about your listeners and how kind you all are.
Mason was someone who was nervous about going to school. And so we made her this video saying like, we're your friends. And we stayed friends. She's come up to the studio a couple of times and she has an open invitation to come hang out with us at any time. And so we've created a relationship.
Yep.
Why don't we do something like this again, but in a little different way? If you are listening right now and you're like, man, I do feel the financial stress. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you have a job and you're like, I need to get a second job. Or if you have a son or a daughter, we'll take one kid to come with us so we can build that relationship the same way we built Mason. Or one kid who's nervous, because Kevin, I know your son has had anxiety when it comes to the first day of school or big moments like that. My son has felt the same way. Going to school makes him anxious at times. And so if you have a son or a daughter who is nervous about going to school or financially you feel like you're in a tough spot, we will take, because we're going to go personally buy all these school supplies for that Saturday backpack giveaway, but you could come with us and go school supply shopping with us. We'll like cater to you.
Right. And this is not like a negative thing at all. This is like a very purely loved, supported thing. I personally understand how it feels to face financial insecurity when it comes to school purchases and stuff like that. My family went through financial struggles when I was younger. So I get it. I did a thing like this. I remember it. And the only thing I remember about it was feeling so loved and supported and feeling so cool because I got the cool folders I wanted. So I am so excited for this event. And so, yeah, reach out to us. You can message us on Instagram if you have questions. Text in the Y98 text line also as well.
But we are going to pick out some cool stuff. Don't get us wrong. But we are going to be the ones who pick it out. And then you go and get the backpack. We want to take one kid shopping with us so they can have that same day that I talked about, where they get to pick out the backpack. They get to pick out the folders. They get to pick out the lunchbox. And we're going to take care of your kid personally. They will make sure they get the stuff they need. 314-531-9898. If you want that to be your kid, we're going to go shopping tomorrow to get everything ready for August 24th. We're going to go shopping tomorrow, probably like the Brentwood Walmart or something like that. And if you and your kid are available tomorrow and you're like, you know what, Brett, Hannah, AB, Kevin, I need it. Well, this is what's going on in my life. What's going on in your life? And if you want your kid to go on this shopping experience with us and hang out with us tomorrow, 314-531-9898. We will take your kid shopping. You just got to give us a call and we got your back on Y98 St. Louis. We just announced the Brett Mega Show Backpack Give Back. It's going to go down Saturday, August 24th. We're going to hand out backpacks. One of the number one stressors, full of school supplies, by the way, is back to school, school supply shopping. And so all these backpacks will be given to you at Miller Furniture at 51 Commerce Lane. This is an idea in Fairview Heights, Illinois. This is an idea we had, and we're like, we don't know how to get the money for it, but we just want to be able to help. Or we're trying to pull our own money, or just like, what can we do to help people who are struggling? And then Miller Furniture stepped up and's like, guys, I'll get the backpacks and school supplies. And so we're going to distribute it out at Miller Furniture. Thank you for those guys to step up. That was really cool of them. And then we said, you know, we were thinking about little Mason, who last year we made a video for, was nervous about going to school and anxiousness that she was feeling, like, hey, we got your back. And Mason has become like a listener and part of our listener family for life. And she's like part of the show. And so we wanted to find another kid who was nervous or maybe, you know, just financially struggling to go shopping with us. He'd be like our little all-star. 314-531-9898. Casey, you're not calling for yourself. Who are you calling for?
I am calling for my sister and her son, Caden. He is going to Sappington Elementary, and he's actually going into kindergarten. I thought he was going into first grade. My bad.
Aunt Casey over here.
Kindergarten. Yep.
That could be nerve-wracking. It's like his first time going to, like, big kids school,
right?
Huh?
Right.
Yeah.
And what's going on with your sister? Do you feel like you're feeling it?
She's a single mom, and she is the most selfless person I know, and she tries to go over, like, above and beyond. And I just think this would be a really great, like, stress reliever for her to not have to worry about, like, how is she going to get this? How is she going to get that? I think it would just be perfect.
Sometimes one of the hardest things to do is ask for help yourself, and I feel like single moms, like, never do. They're like,
right.
I am Superwoman. I am Wonder Woman. I can do all. And I think it's so cool of you, Casey, as, like, Aunt Casey, who's really locked in on first grade and kindergarten here, step up for your sister and be like, I know you're juggling so much. I see it. I see you do your thing. And it shows you how proud of you as a sister you are of her and what she's doing. So that's really cool for you to call on her behalf.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
So, let's take Caden back to school shopping. Like, he's going to come with us.
Yeah.
He's going to be part of picking out all of these school supplies for all of the kids. And by the way, it's for any grade level. We're going to get a mixture of stuff that would feel like kindergartners like Caden are going to love, and eighth graders and high schoolers, whatever it is. If your kid is going to school and you need a backpack full of school supplies, we got you. And Caden, we will personally let him deck him out and be ready for his first day of kindergarten. And he's going to be the coolest kid in kindergarten.
Oh, that's awesome.
Casey, you're an awesome aunt. Hold on. We'll get your info and we'll, you know, talk to you about that experience, because we're going to go back to school shopping tomorrow and get ready for all this. It goes down on Saturday. Doors open at 9:30. All we're going to do, we're not asking any questions. We just want to meet you, meet your kids, and give them the tools so they can have a great education and have a great school year. And parents, you can have them send them off and cry tears of joy that they're becoming so big, instead of crying tears of, like, I'm stressed out because they don't have the proper tools or they don't have the proper backpack. And so no questions asked. I recommend you guys get there early.
Yeah.
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 So, like, just because we don't want to take chances. Get there early at Miller Furniture.
Yeah. 9:30 Miller Furniture, Fairview Heights, August 24th, Saturday, August 24th, and we'll be giving out backpacks until we don't have any more backpacks to give out.
I know Brett's really hit this on the head, but I just want to echo his message about how you don't have to really explain anything to us when you pick it up. Like, you don't have to bring, like, financial statements and stuff like that to, you know, share your story. We get it. We love you for showing up. We are there for you. We support you. We just want everybody to have a good school year and feel loved and supported.
Yep. Thank you so much for being part of our listener family. And people have texted in about, like, getting school supplies and stuff like that. I mean, sure, bring them over there. We'll put them in some other backpacks.
Yeah,
totally cool. We'll hit you back and we'll try to get more information on that. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Former Disney Channel star from Jesse was arrested after a public altercation. I'll tell you what went down in 3 minutes.
It's going down in like 3 minutes from now, right after the Hollywood hashtag. We're going to give you dinner out. Dinner's going to be on us on the Brett Mangas Show. And then one person at the end of the week is going to win tickets to one of the hardest shows to see, Hamilton. Cannot believe Hamilton's coming to St. Louis. This show is awesome, and we got a pair of tickets. So you qualify with dinner, and then one person at the end of the week is going to win those tickets to Hamilton. It's coming your way right after the Hollywood news.
Mmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Former Disney Channel star Skye Jackson, who is best known for her roles in Jessie and Bunked, was arrested for domestic violence against her boyfriend. So deputies were called out to the Universal City Walk after security spotted Skye and her boyfriend getting into like this physical altercation where allegedly Skye herself pushed her boyfriend more than once. So there was like security who saw this and then decided to call the police. And so as the police were like getting there, security stepped in and like separated them and basically like detained them because they knew this was like a serious thing. But Skye Jackson and her boyfriend both denied anything got physical, but there literally was like security that saw it with their eyes. And video. The video hasn't been released that I saw.
Yeah. So public.
Literally, like, on a boardwalk, this happened. And then, like, to make this story even crazier, Skye Jackson, like, came out, like, in her denial phase and said that they were happily engaged and expecting a baby together, which was like, whoa, okay, two bombshells we didn't know. I don't even know if they're true or if she was just trying to like throw everything in to like make it seem better, but they were being physical with each other.
It's classic toxic issue with relationships.
It is.
Where people are witnessing something extreme and then you talk to them later and they're like, we're happy, yeah, we're great, fine. Everything's good. It happens all the time with any relationship. Everything is always the best ever or the worst ever. There's extremes,
mm-hmm.
and that's what happened. We saw the extreme on the boardwalk, and then when they go to question, they're extremely happy again.
Everything's great, but the police didn't think it was great because once they got there, saw the video footage, talked to the security guard, Skye Jackson herself was actually arrested for a misdemeanor on domestic battery. She was cited. She was released a few hours later, but she was the one, you know, initiating the push and the shove and all that stuff. Couldn't keep her hands off of him, so she was penalized for that. Little Miss Jessie Star now on the slammer, I guess.
Now on the slammer.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
All right, let's get you a chance to see Hamilton. This is Dinner on Us, and then one qualifier is going to win tickets to Hamilton at 314-531-9898. So excited for Hamilton to come to St. Louis, and we got a pair of tickets to yours, and dinner's going to be on us. We're looking for some Hamilton fans. Ray, a big Hamilton guy?
It's my favorite show, Brett.
Oh! It is really? All right, we have a trivia question to see if you're telling the truth, Ray. This is basically like you're on a lie detector test, all right?
You shouldn't be scared if it's your favorite.
Yeah. What is the opening number in Act 2 in Hamilton where Thomas Jefferson returns from France?
The hell, that's hard.
Yeah, man.
What's the
that's a hard one.
I'll give you multiple choice, Ray, since it's your favorite show and you didn't know it, all right? What did I miss? Say no to this, take a break, or wait for it?
Is it wait for it?
No.
No. That's Aaron Burr.
Oh, wow. Look at Kev.
Okay, Kev.
Kev loved it, too. He just got to steal like half the show.
Yeah, really,
AB, you love it. Do you know what it is?
I could have done this without multiple choice. It's What Did I Miss?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, this is what we're going to do. Since AB can't win, AB, do you want to give Ray the tickets? Or
let's do it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Ray, you're lucky. You, AB is really nice.
You clearly need to watch it and learn it, Ray.
That's right.
You're lucky.
Away your shot.
I won't miss my shot again.
All right. Ray, dinner's on us, and then by Friday, we're going to announce somebody who's going to be winning a pair of tickets to Hamilton. So congratulations. Thanks to AB being so nice to you, Ray.
You're welcome.
I think Ray's got a new favorite on the show.
Yeah.
Hold on. Guys, when we were in San Diego, we had to call security and do a wellness check. Craziest thing ever. We'll tell you why in 2 minutes.
Something's got a hold on me.
On the Odyssey app.
What is something you slept through that was just shocking? Like something maybe you missed because you fell asleep. It was something important and you slept through it. Maybe you fell asleep in the middle of an important meeting. Maybe you fell asleep at your wedding. I don't know. 314-531-9898. Parents can fall asleep anywhere. We know this because one of our friends who is a mom who is in the thick of it. She has a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. When we were in San Diego, one of our friends slept through pounding on the door, alarm clocks, phone calls. She slept so hard when we were supposed to meet up with her. We had to do a wellness check.
Yeah.
We were like nervous. Mm-hmm. So we were going to go out and get together, and it was like 2 o'clock, everyone meet up. And this is someone who's like really connected to their phone. You know,
yeah, they kept being like, when's the last time she posted an Instagram story? Oh my gosh, it was 3 hours ago. Exactly. Is she okay?
Yeah, constantly posting on social media. So if she disappears from social media, it's weird. And no one had heard from her. And so she was like, well, I'm in San Diego for a work convention, but I'm also in San Diego without my two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to sleep. And I guess she fell asleep so hard as a mom that she slept through all of this. Alarm clock went off, didn't wake up. We're calling, text messaging. One of our friends went to the room and was pounding on the door. Hey, Cassie, wake up, Cassie, screaming. No, slept through it all. We had to call security, and we didn't know what to do. We actually, like, should we do this or not? But, like, some people got nervous. Like, what if you trip and fall? Like, this isn't like you. Mm-hmm. So, like, should we call security? Security to, like, break into her hotel room to wake her up. But it happens. People just be sleeping through
sleep
stuff.
Sleep really do be like that sometimes.
And she was fine. She just was oversleeping.
She was just tired.
Right.
But that happens. I'm not like that. I can't think of anything I slept. I'm like the lightest sleeper ever.
Really?
But I know you all have slept through some stuff. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I have a grand old story about sleeping through stuff. My family was leaving Cancun one time, and I fell asleep outside on the deck when we were supposed to be leaving. And to be truthful, this was during, like, the very, very beginning of COVID, and it was actually like the last flight out of Cancun to go back to the United States before like the border was closing and you couldn't travel. So we had to make this flight, and I fell asleep and nobody could find me. Fast forward the story, the entire resort had to get shut down and security and police had to find me, and I was just sleeping.
That's crazy. Mm. You almost missed your flight because of sleep, and they shut down the resort, and like search and rescue crew was launched.
But I had a damn great nap. I won't regret it. So
I feel a little bit attacked because I was trying to think of what is something I've slept through. And I texted my college friend group chat to see if there was anything in college. And my sophomore year, I was in a sorority living in the sorority house. And we actually were in sleeping dorms. So there's about 20 people sleeping in the same room full of bunk beds.
That's a thing.
And,
wow.
Yeah. And my friend immediately texted back when I was like, what's something I slept through? She said all 10 of your alarms every morning in the sleeping dorm.
Oh,
like,
wow.
She had that one locked and loaded. Yeah.
Kevin, you ever slept through anything?
The only thing I can think of, the first thing that came to my mind was, okay, been waiting to see this movie because it was the sequel. Batman Returns came out, and it was, you know, hey, we went to the midnight show. And got comfortable and missed the entire film.
Oh,
slept
my God.
The entire
That's
movie.
That's a great example.
I mean, they're not calling the police on me to do a wellness check or anything, but I missed the movie.
Something that you couldn't wait for, like a movie or a play. You fell asleep in public. You were in a meeting. When did you just fall asleep and just oversleep? We've all been there before. We're like, man, I'm in a hard rest like Sleeping Beauty. 314-531-9898. What is something that you just overslept through? You're like, I'm just tired. Sometimes it'd be like that. And especially for parents, one of our friends who is a mom just in the thick of things, I think she has a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. When we were in San Diego for a work trip, she's like, work trip? This is a sleep trip. I don't know, my two kids. She crashed so hard that we had to send security for a wellness check. But sometimes you sleep through the most important things. 314-531-9898. Amy, what did you sleep through?
So my veterinary licensing exam, so to get my vet license, it's a 4-hour exam. And, of course, you stay up late cramming. And about 3 hours in, I fell asleep resting my head on my hands.
In the middle of the exam? Like, you're in the middle of taking
notes?
Yeah, I woke up about 40 minutes later, quick finished the exam, and I passed.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was just going to ask that. Congratulations.
Happy ending. I thought maybe you slept and didn't even make it to it, but the fact that you're in the middle of using your brain and like filling out the answers is like, I just crashed and I just need to take a little break.
Overdrive, baby, overdrive.
What would happen if I like fell asleep in the middle of the radio show and I'm just like talking to you, Amy, and I'm like, Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. There's some good text messages, Hannah.
Yes, we have some saying, oh, I've fallen asleep at a stoplight. I've fallen asleep at the Oppenheimer movie. But then there's some that really just confuse me. One of them says, I've slept through an earthquake.
Damn. An earthquake.
What kind of earthquake?
Just the whole ground is shaking. It still can't wake you up. That's how I felt with our friend, though. People were pounding on the door.
Yeah. Another one says, we slept through our engagement photos appointment.
Ooh. Oh.
And that sucks because those are really hard to get.
I know, and expensive. And then you never post them or you never put them up. I engagement photos, I have like beef with them. My wife and I got them. I didn't want to get them. Like, why do we need these things? We're just going to post our wedding photos when we get them. And I was so right. Just so you know, I'm never right in my marriage.
You're such a boy.
I am never right in my marriage. I don't know where. We paid all this money for engagement photos. I don't even know where those things are. We got our wedding photos up.
You definitely posted them when you got them. You're being dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
This is hilarious. And speaking of husbands who just don't get it, Sarah, what did your husband sleep through?
He slept through our third child's birth.
No way. Literally no way.
Yeah. So with it being the third child, you know, not the first.
Oh, he's like, I've done this before.
Uh-huh. So he fell asleep, and we were throwing things at him.
Did you want to kill him?
Honestly, no, because the baby's heart rate was dropping, so that's why the nurses weren't waking him up, because they were so focused on me and the baby.
Oh. Okay, that's a time like, where he needs to be awake even more.
Oh, my God. So you were, like, in panic mode, and this dude is just snoozing?
Oh, yeah. So I was pushing, and every once in a while, I'd throw something at him.
Women are just way, way better than men in every category. Thank you for what you do.
Yeah, right.
I mean, geez, Louise. Thank you so much for the call. Justin, how did you even fall asleep at this type of place?
Well, I was at an outdoor music festival, Sounds of the Underground, and it was just a long day. I think this was like the sixth or seventh band that went on. And it was after Gwar, which if you know anything about them, they kind of have a... kind of a rough set, but I ended up going and sitting in the back on some chairs and fell asleep and missed out on OTEP, and I was very, very upset.
First off, I have no idea what Gwar is.
Sounds very intense.
They sound like rocker guys. Yeah, that sounds like, cool.
And you're a show for sure.
And then you're just snoozing over here. You weren't drunk or anything? You're just tired?
No, completely sober, just tired from being in the pit. My buddies came and woke me up like, dude, time for Lamb of God. So at least I got to see them.
Time to headbang, bro.
It's a little bit of a thing. But also, like 3 months after I moved out here to Missouri about 10 years ago, I fell asleep when a tornado jumped over the Ameristar Hotel, and I lived right behind it.
Whoa! Bro, you're impressive.
Dude, I woke up to like 50 text messages and a bunch of missed calls. Like, oh my God, are you okay?
This song is literally for your sleeping. Whenever, wherever is how Justin can sleep. Tornadoes going on? Whatever. I'm sleeping. We are still commercial free. Don't fall asleep, Justin, on us. It's Y98 St. Louis. Free whenever, wherever. We just roll commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Imagine Dragon tickets. These guys are awesome. We'll give you tickets to Imagine Dragons right after we give you all the viral stories of the day and keep it moving.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
So for keep it moving, we take a look at what's trending on the internet right now. I just take a look and I read off a headline and Hannah tells me, keep it moving. Headline's good enough. Or she'll say, tell me more details about that. We do it for 2 minutes and you'll feel like headed to work and I know everything that everyone's talking about. Like, what do couples fight most about?
What?
Sex.
Really?
Yep. In relationships or marriages, sex is the most common issue with partners that argue about. The second most is money. And third is family. Fourth is parenting styles. But sex is the number one thing couples fight about. Let me guess. The guy thinks he's not getting some. The woman thinks like, she's too tired. Right. They get into an argument. And then they say we're broke.
There you go.
Snake milkers.
Keep it moving. That is scaring me just by the title.
Yep. That's people that milk snakes. Yep. Best high school movies of all time.
Yes.
Okay. AB, I know you're probably thinking, is High School Musical on here? Mm-hmm. It's not. Ugh. It did not make the top 10. Coming in at number 10 was Clueless. Number 8 was 10 Things I Hate About You. 6, Mean Girls. Let's take a look at the
6 is Mean Girls.
Yep. Top 4, Grease.
Okay.
And number 4. But I thought Grease still would have been higher. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay, given.
Yep. This is the one I think is a reach, but I get it. But I feel like, I don't know. Back to the Future.
What?
Oh, yeah.
It is a high school movie, I
guess.
I get the reach.
I get the reach.
And then the number one doesn't surprise me once you think about it. The Breakfast Club.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's iconic. Yeah. It's not my number one by any means.
I can see it, though. It is iconic, at least.
Yeah. Actors who are nightmares to work with, according to on-set workers.
Okay. Who would we never want to work with?
So they secretly interviewed and talked to workers who, like, do all the on-set stuff, like run favors for people, set
the
things up for
people. The
water boys. Yeah, the water boys. And this is who they revealed. Some of them are very surprising. Like Michael Cera from Superbad, they say he's an effing a-hole. That's how they describe him.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Strong verbiage?
Chris Pine on the list. Massive D-bag, they said. Ben Stiller. Timer's going off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've heard Ben. And I've heard that Ben Stiller can be, they say he's very entitled. And exactly what you'd expect from someone like him. Top three. These are the top three names. Scarlett Johansson. Very high maintenance. Demanding things left and right. Dr. Phil has a no eye contact rule on
set. You're kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, Dr. Phil. And number one.
Isn't that backwards?
Yeah, right? And number one who's going through it right now, Blake Lively. She has that movie Ends With Us.
And yep.
I'm hearing that she's a big deal on set. The director of it's a big deal. They kept getting arguments. Well, people said she's the most entitled, the snobbiest, rudest person I've ever dealt with, and she throws constant tantrums. That's a direct quote from one of those on-set people.
I hate to hear that.
I do, too.
I know, because I love her and Ryan Reynolds together. But I've heard that she's going through with this new movie, and the on-set workers confirmed.
Brett
better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
Let's get you some Imagine Dragon tickets right now. For caller 18, pair of tickets to see Imagine Dragons, one of the coolest live shows. 314-531-9898. We'll hook up caller 18 while we're commercial free. Still commercial free all morning on the Brett Mega Show. And got Imagine Dragon tickets. These guys throw like a party on stage. It's not just like a concert. They're like, throw a party and you're invited.
It's an event.
Yes. Ashley, you want to go to this event? You want to go to this party with us?
Absolutely, I do.
Yes, you just got Imagine Dragon tickets.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Get ready to like jump around and go crazy, all right?
All right, I'm ready.
All right. All right, Ashley, we're going to hold on. We'll get your info and get you those Imagine Dragon tickets, all right? Same time tomorrow, we'll get you hooked up with more Imagine Dragon tickets. We are staying commercial free with Sabrina Carpenter on Y98 St. Louis. Hopefully you've already had your espresso when you were hanging out with us commercial free all morning on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Katy Perry is now under investigation with the Spanish government. I'll tell you why at 8:35.
Thanks for listening.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Katy Perry is currently being investigated by the Spanish government for a massive crime involving environmental damage. So the reason for all this madness is because Katy Perry and her team went to go film a music video for her brand new single Lifetimes in the Balearic Islands without consent. So this is kind of like a private island place, and her team just decided to set up shop there and film, but there's some problems with it. So I watched the music video, and you can literally see this is sketchy because there's scenes where she's like dancing and sitting on these sand dunes, but the sand dunes are they're protected. There's structures there. And it's making Spain feel like super disrespected. In the video, you can kind of see like a roped off area and they like just don't care. They just like went under the ropes and decided, oh, this looks good for our shot. Let me dance and stomp all over this. But really, Spain is saying like they have very, quote, high ecological value. So
this is so crazy. This is like what those wannabe rappers do. Like hang out with their friends and like break into. This is what we do actually. We like break into things and take pictures quickly and then run away. Like this is Katy Perry. What?
I mean, it makes sense to me that it's Katy Perry right now because she's so desperate to get back in the game, get back on the charts, that she would do this. But it's like a disrespect to this country in Spain. So the environmental department is having a preliminary investigation. It's underway just now, and they are determining if there's a possible violation here for Katy Perry and her entire team for going rogue and dancing on a sand dune that is not good for the environment.
The album comes out like soon or whatever, and the first single was a mess. Some part of me feels like maybe they're doing this to create buzz. Like they knew it, yeah, and they would get in trouble. Like
we might get sued, but the single's gonna be so big it doesn't matter.
Like, something like that, because it does feel like, you said, Katie does feel desperate to make it back musically, and the music has struggled ever since like that Teenage Dream. I just don't know why she didn't just stay on American Idol and do her thing.
Yeah, I was really rooting for Katy Perry to like have some hits and get back in the game, but she's kind of pulling like SoundCloud rapper right now. Yes. It's not giving. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Story.